We are proud to present John Groves as one of the more than 20 speakers of this convention. He is a composer, music producer, and consultant on the use of sound in corporate communications. John Groves is one of the most successful composers of music in advertising and communications, and a pioneer of sound branding. Together with Klaus Fesel from DATEV, he will give insight into the conception of DATEV's corporate sound. To give you a little foretaste of his lecture, we asked him some questions, and this is what he answered. Could you please introduce yourself to our audience?
Yeah, hello. My name's John Groves from Groves Sound Communications. We're based in Hamburg, and my company specializes in sound and music for companies and brands and helps them to communicate more efficiently and effectively. Now, we actually go much further than just making sound and delivering it. Over the years, we've developed skills and gained knowledge for such touch points as telephony, trade fairs, point of sale, and things like this, podcasts. Now, although it's very important, even when you're communicating in a campaign, that the same signal is being sent on all channels, it becomes more important when you start thinking of the brand in general and you want to have a consistent impression all the time. This is where sound branding comes in for the development and management of sound identities.
Can you provide us a little insight into what you are going to talk about?
Yeah, the case that I will be presenting together with Mr. Fesel from DATEV is about how we developed and implemented a sound identity for this company, DATEV, a very well-known software company here in Germany. Now, what is unique about this case is that it went without problem. Not saying that we always have problems, but there is usually some deviation away from the chosen path, and it's usually caused by the human element. But I must admit that DATEV is so well organized with their visual branding. They are very consistent in using their colors and everything, that it should have been no surprise that they did exactly the same now for their sound identity. We went through the steps one by one, and this is virtually what I'm going to be telling you. Mr. Fesel will probably be highlighting the reasons and the benefits, but I will be running you through the structured system for the development of the sound identity, step by step. And at the end of it, hopefully, you will find out why such a methodology is so important. I hope you enjoy it. See you there.
So what actually do you expect from the Audio Branding Congress?
I expect that the Audio Branding Congress is going to create awareness for the discipline of sound communications in general. I think that people are going to start to slowly realize that now, these days, they will have to make use of all available tools to make the best communication possible for their brands. I think also it's going to help to change thinking a little bit and make people aware that music and sound is not just a nice to have and an accompaniment, but it has a very important factor in making decisions and preferences, and that it should not be just left to chance. And also it's important to see that there are ways to go about this to give sound a higher value for developing systems and methods and bringing together experts that will be able to standardize their ways of looking after the sound of brands.
Thank you, John, for this interview. We are looking forward to seeing you at the Congress and are curious about what you will tell us about the corporate sound of DATEV. Last but not least, we want to thank our sponsors, Delta Sense Lab, Grove Sound Communication, as well as Sonus, the manufacturer of tools for professional audio branding solutions, and our media partners, Markenlexikon.com, Nomus Publishing, and Werbeblogger and Friends. Get more information about the Congress on www.audio-branding-congress.com.